This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about long distance dating. I've done podcasts in the past about long distance dating, but I had a request by one of the listeners. She's like, can you please talk about long distance dating again? You know, I'm in a long distance committed relationship. I just want to hear about it and everything like that. And long distance dating has become so common today. Why? Because of technology. Everybody's on their phones. Everybody's talking to people who are, you know, in another state, in another country. People are, you know, they're more online than they are socializing face to face within their own local area. What's happening is, you know, people are not, you know, getting together like they used to socially to try to meet and mingle because we're in a new world. Okay, you guys, since social media has come into the mix, everything is online, on your computer, on your phone, and it's opened up all of these other options, okay? So everybody is feeling like, you know what? There's something better out there. There's something better out there. You know, I can't meet anybody in my town. There's nothing here. And, you know, you go online and you're meeting people from three states away or something along those lines, and you start chatting with them, you build up a rapport with them, you're vibing really well, and you start connecting with somebody. But the problem is, they're far away. Oh gosh, they're far away, you guys. Okay, so now let me talk about this long distance relationship business, okay? And you even see that like locally, like if you do, you know, the dating apps, sometimes you can meet people on the dating apps that are like 3 hours away. You know, like I'm in the New York area. There's been people on dating apps that have been like, they might be in Connecticut. They might be, you know, in Pennsylvania or something like that, which is not long, long distance. But if it's anything more, you guys, than let's say 2 hours away, it's kind of considered long distance. And here's the deal with long distance dating. Does long distance dating work? Very rarely. Okay? From this is my opinion. This is what I've seen. This is what I've experienced. You know, I'll tell you what I've been through, what my friends have been through, and give you a perspective on this long distance dating. Long distance dating is very difficult. Okay, being in a relationship with somebody down the street is very difficult, okay? But just compound that by somebody who is not physically close. I'll tell you why. You don't know what these people are doing, all right? When you meet somebody, first scenario is this. You meet somebody online, okay? And they're far away. You know, you haven't seen these people physically. You've dealt, you know, you've started chatting, you've built a rapport with them, but you've never met them, okay? Now, that is very different from, let's say, they lived in your town, okay? And now, let's say they relocated for business. This happened to a family member of mine. He relocated for business to the other coast, okay, because of a job promotion. And his girlfriend at the time ended up moving out there and they ended up getting married. That is very different because they knew each other before the long distance, okay? As opposed to now you're meeting somebody cold. You're meeting somebody blind, long distance, all right? And here's the issue with the long distance. You have a lot of people out there, okay, that are doing the long distance. And the reason that they're doing it is for a couple of reasons. It could be because they want to come to your city and just have sex with you. So they're laying on the sugar and trying to pretend that they're in a relationship with you because they hope that they could come visit you and have a little rendezvous in your city, get sex off you, and then boom, bam, you never hear from them again. All right. That's one scenario. And I actually knew a guy that used to do this. All right. He's like, I used to talk to all these women in different states. I used to tell them how much I love them and everything like that. And he's like, these women actually believed it. All right. So you got to be careful of people that try to play with your feelings or narcissists. Okay. I'm going to get into the narcissist thing too. All right. When you're dealing with a narcissist long distance and all of that. But the thing is, like I said, you don't know much about this person. All you know is what they tell you, okay? Or if you go on their social media and everything like that. That's why when people actually get together after, let's say, having a long distance little chit-chat thing or video chat thing, now they get together, now they see the person, you know, face-to-face. Maybe they, you know, the person visits them, they spend a week together, or they spend, you know, time together face-to-face, and they say to themselves, boy, this person isn't who I thought they were, okay? Only when you see somebody in person is when you will actually know who they are. Now, there could be little red flags along the way, okay? Like if you're dealing with somebody who's an opportunist, now this is the other thing you have to be aware of. You've got people out there that are looking for a come up, all right? They're looking to move to your city because they want to be in your city. Maybe they come from small town USA and they want to be in a major city because there's more opportunities there. There's more, they feel there's more work opportunity. That's where the action is. Maybe there's more women or there's more men if it's the other way, or there's more advantages to them living where you are. So they're looking for a come up. They're looking to come to you, all right? And maybe, you know, try to move in with you or something like that because they see that benefit. They see that benefit. So they're in, you got, let me tell you something, you guys, you got a lot of people doing this. You've got a lot of people that are having long distance relationships with somebody because they want to come to you because of the benefits that you offer. It could be because you're financially stable. Maybe they think they can build a business from what you have. You're going to build a business for them. Or maybe they just want to move into your crib. They want to be in your city. They're tired of where they're at. You got a lot of these, you know, bums out there that are tired of where they're at. And like I said, they're looking for a come up. And they, you know, they'll hit up these women that are out of state. You know, all they got to do is lay on the love bombing, the affection. Oh, I'm not like these other guys and, you know, this and that. But the thing that you have to look at, this is crucial to knowing whether you're dealing with a con artist or a scammer, is how fast they move in that relationship. If they're telling you they love you in the first month, if they're trying to move in with you within the first 3 months or something like that, that is a huge red flag. You are dealing with a con artist, okay? And if anybody asks you for money whatsoever within the first 6 months, that is a huge red flag. Dump that person. Listen to me when I tell you, dump that person, okay? Nobody should be asking you for money unless you're married to them, all right? So when you're doing the long distance relationship, you've got to say to yourself, why is this person so interested in me? What is it about me? Okay, maybe I'm a pretty girl, but there's a lot of pretty women all over the world. Why are they willing to have a long distance relationship with me? What do they see in me? And that could be a question that you ask that person. and it'll give you insight as to where their head's at. You could say, you know, oh, why are you so interested in me? And see what kind of answer they give you, all right? If they give you some kind of lame answer like, oh, well, you know, I see you have a beautiful heart, okay? Corny as hell, all right? You know that you're dealing with somebody that is with you for some other reason most of the time, okay? So here's the thing. When you do a long-distance relationship, you've got to have a plan, okay? You've got to have a plan with that person. You've got to talk regularly every day. You've got to get on video chat regularly with that person every day. You've got to stay connected with that person, all right? Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? You're going to think you're in a long-distance relationship, and they're going to tell you they're in a long-distance relationship with you, but what they're doing is they're just breadcrumbing you till they decide to come see you, to sleep with you, or use you, and then they're on their merry way, and then, you know, you barely hear from them after that, okay? They've got to show that consistency, but just be careful with that, because some of them will show consistency till they get to you, all right? Till they meet you. And then once they meet you, then you see the real person, and then you see all of a sudden they're not so loving, they're not so affectionate or anything like that. This is why we do not trust too soon in the beginning, okay? What? So they've got to be, if they're sincere, which I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Most of them are not sincere, all right? That's why, you know, it's funny because like in the divorce groups or, you know, the older groups, the people over 40 groups, most of them know they will not mess with a long distance relationship because they know they're like, I wouldn't, no way, man, never deal with somebody long distance because they know that most of the time it'll never work out. I've only seen one case where it actually worked out, and that was a rare instance, all right? Where, you know, my friend, he met some girl in a Facebook group and he actually moved to her coast and they worked out and they got married. Most of the time it doesn't work out. I got to be honest with you guys. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of commitment. You've got to, you know, make sure that the person you're with is sincere. The only way you're going to know that is if they stay consistent with you. And when they come to visit you, don't have them come to your place. Okay? Because you haven't met this person face to face. I don't care how friggin' nice they are on the phone. I don't care how much they pretend to show vulnerability to you. You know, that they're this soft person. They've been hurt before. Okay? You have not met this person face to face. And do not bring them to your crib. If they want to come see you, let them get a hotel. Let them, and then meet them and date them, you know, in your city in the beginning till you get to see this person. Because I'm telling you right now, when you start to see them and you go out with them, you're going to see little things about them. Okay. They may be moody. They may not be as affectionate. You may be dealing with a narcissist. Okay. A lot of narcissists do that long distance dating, you guys. All right. Because you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, they really like me. You know, I'm what they're looking for. And meanwhile, they're doing it because they're looking for a come up. They're out hunting for, you know, women that got something going for them. Maybe where they live, the women don't have any have anything going for them, you know, and they're looking for somebody that maybe, you know, has their own place, has a few bucks in the bank. Maybe they feel like this person's going to set them up in a business and everything like that. And this is the way these narcs are. All right. They're going to lay on the sugar. They're going to bombard your phone with texts and make you think that they are so into you. But remember, this is the first 3 months, all right? First 3 months don't mean anything, all right? It's after that that the mask will come off. Believe me when I tell you, okay? Between the second and the third month, this is what I've seen multiple times. Between the second and the third month, that's when the person's true character starts to come out. That's when the person, especially if you're dealing with a narcissist, they're going to start to see things they don't like in you. And you may have your first argument with them, in which case they're going to be insulting or something like that. And the way they insult you and all that, if it's sharp or biting, you could be dealing with a narcissist because they're very vicious about it. They're not your typical argument. They're going to go for your throat, all right? And you see anything pointed like that, you got to say, red flag, okay? Red flag. This person, now I'm starting to see who this person is. And this is why we talk about boundaries, you guys. When you put up that boundaries, and like, let's say you're in a long distance relationship with this person. This person wants to push. This person wants to come to you. This person wants to move in with you. You got to put up that wall and say, no, you know, you want to come here? Fine. But you know what? You got to get your own place. We've got to date a few months. We've got to see how it goes or something like that. Now, if they have a problem with that, okay, then you know you're dealing with a con artist, okay? Then you know you're dealing with a con artist. If you're dating somebody for, you know, let's say 3 months or something like that, they're pushing to come to your city, they're pushing to move in with you or something along those lines, and they don't want to come to you and get their own place and get a job and get established first. They just want to, you know, oh, why should I pay that extra money? I could help you pay your bills. No, you don't know them. You don't know them, okay? So they've got to, you know, come to you and start dating you face to face. Dating face to face is different from dating online. I don't even call it dating online, okay, with the long distance relationship. Big deal, a video chat. That doesn't tell you shit, all right? When you see that person and you see, you know, how they are, you know, in your own environment, how they are around other people, how they're angry, when they're sad, when they're depressed, when things aren't going for them, then you're going to see them face to face. Not when they get on a video chat and, oh, you know, now they feel good. They're getting on the video chat and they're putting on the happy face for you. Okay. You know, I'm sorry, but I got to be honest with you guys. All right. Because what happens is you waste your time with these people. You waste your time with these people. All right. My recommendations, and I'm going to tell you guys, you know, from my experience and everything, try to find somebody that is within a half hour to an hour the most away from you. Why? Because you could check them. That's another thing too. When you're dealing in a long distance relationship, you can't check these people. They could be telling you they're going to bed and they could be going out and meeting somebody else. They could be in a relationship already and you don't even know it, okay? And they're video chatting you, you know, later at night and you don't even know it. They're video chatting or talking to you at work and their other person isn't there. How do you know? You don't know because you can't show up at their place to see if somebody's there. You can't show up at their job to see if they're even working at that job, all right? So if you're going to do a long distance relationship with somebody, what you got to do is you got to check that person inside out. You got to do a background check on that person. You got to see, you know, are they responsible? Are they able to hold a job? Are they financially sound or do they live off other people? They jump around, they live off other people. You got to look into their background, all these kind of things. You got to deep dive when you're dealing with a long distance relationship to really see who this person is. And, you know, you've got to, you know, they've got to visit you first and then, you know, you reciprocate if you can or however you work it. And you've got to visit each other, you know, at least once a month or every 2 months, the most. And then within 6 months to a year, somebody's got to make the move to the other person's city. Because you don't want to be in a long distance relationship with somebody years on end and then find out, you know what? They were already in a relationship with somebody. All right. If they're not willing to travel to you,
it could be all BS and they might have somebody already and you don't know it. That's why they're not coming to see you. If they're not making the effort to come see you, you could trust and believe they got something lined up already in their city. And you need to be aware of these things. That's why these long distance relationships are very, very tricky. Okay. It takes a lot of commitment. It takes somebody, you got to deal with somebody that's very, very transparent and honest and committed to make a long distance relationship work, especially if you're meeting them right off the bat online and you haven't known them beforehand, before the distance. All right. So this is what I got to tell you guys, you know, move slowly. Don't trust too soon. And put these people to the test, all right? How do you put them to the test? They got to make the effort to come visit you. Come visit you, get a hotel, go out and date a few times, and they've got to be able to do it a few times, all right? And then they've got to take it to the next level where they're ready, somebody moves to another city, all right? But in the interim of all that, you should be talking every day. You should be video chatting every day for, you know, at least a half hour to an hour, stay connected. And if they ghost you any which way or however they do that, and you see them ghosting you all the time or something like that, ding, 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 okay? That is a red flag. This person is playing you, all right? That they got something going on in their city. And guess what? You're in a long distance relationship and you can't check them, all right? So be very careful. And also, when you're in a long distance relationship or any kind of relationship, you better be on that person's social media, all right? I tell you, this happened to my girlfriend the other day. She was talking to some dude, all right? He was in the military. He came on strong and everything like that. You know, they were chatting on social media. And he's like, oh, you know, I really want to get to know you. Then he started with the love bombing. I love you and everything like that. And she just played him right back. She's like, I love you too, baby. Okay. It was like so ridiculous. So ridiculous. Like he thought like, you know, she's an idiot, or some of these guys, they think that, you know, women are so stupid and everything like that. And then when she said to him, you know, oh, well, why don't you add me to your Facebook? And he was hesitant about doing that. Okay. He's like, oh, I don't have Facebook. I just have TikTok and Instagram. Right there. Red flag. Ding, ding, ding. And I'll tell you why. Because when she looked into it, he was married. He was married. He had a toddler kid, and his wife was pregnant. All right. So this is what happens with this long distance crap. You have these people that are trying to hit you up long distance. And why do they do it long distance? Because they're married. They you know, they can get away with a lot when it's long distance, not when it's somebody down the street that's going to show up and knock on their door and, you know, tell their pregnant wife, oh, your man was hitting me up or something like that. Okay. So this is why I tell you, you better check these people inside out. If they tell you they don't have a Facebook, that is a red flag, because most of the time they got their old lady, or if it's the other way around and you're dealing with a woman like that, that won't add you to their Facebook, she might have her old man on there, or if the other way, you know, old lady on there, and they can't add you because they're in a relationship or they're married. Okay. So you got to be careful of these things, you guys. I'm trying to give you a heads up so you don't waste your time with these clowns, straight up clowns, all right? You know, that's why I tell you, it's a lot of work when you deal with these long distance relationships, because you got to be like Columbo, the detective, and check these people inside out, inside out. What's their finances like? Do their finances suck? And that's why they want to be in a long distance relationship with you. You're a come up. You know, do they have a criminal record? You better check to see if they have a criminal record. All right. You don't want somebody coming to your city that's violent, or could be a malignant narcissist, or somebody dangerous or something like that. You better check these people out. What were their past relationships like? Were they able to be in a past relationship? Was it always the other person's fault? These are all things that you got to check. You got to check that out even with somebody locally, guys. All right. Okay. But like I said, the long distance is very difficult, because you got the scammers, you got the con artist on there. And, you know, most of these people that are willing to do a long distance relationship, they're doing it for things other than love. Ta-da! This is so true. They're doing it for things other than love, okay? A money, a come up. It could be a social, you know, moving up socially by being with you. They could be wanting to do a long distance because they want to come to your city. They could be doing it because they found you and there's nothing around them. They think you're going to set them up in a business, or they're looking for a fresh start because they're a loser where they are, okay? And they figure they're going to come to you and they're going to have this fresh start and you're going to help them do that. Watch out for these people, okay? Watch out for these people. If they're too nice too soon, that is your red flag that you're dealing with a con artist, okay? You've got to use your discernment to see whether this person is real and sincere. And some of these con artists are very good. They're very good. So the only way to combat something like that is to take your time, okay? Because these scammers, these narcissists, these con artists don't want to take time. They want to conquer, get their supply, and then move on, okay? So be careful of this, all right? So this is what I have to say about long-distance relationships. I know sometimes people, we all get caught up in that kind of thing because somebody hits you up, you think they're nice, you're saying to yourself, oh, you know, they're so nice and there's not much around here. Let me see where this goes. But it's tough, you guys. It's really tough. And it's really tough to find somebody that is truly dedicated and is sincere. Usually, a lot of these long distance things, they're not real and they're not scam. Who you know long distance is not who you're going to know in person. Listen to me when I tell you. Who you see long distance is a very different person from living with them day to day in your house, or they come and you get in a place with them. Very different. I've seen it time and time and time and time again. Many people were in long distance relationships. The person moved to their city, and believe me when I tell you, they live in a hell zone, and they're like, oh my God, I didn't even know who this person was till, you know, we moved in together. They are totally not who I thought. They're cold. They're angry. They're a narcissist. You know, they're not that sweet, loving person. Yeah, you saw that sweet, loving person from a distance, from long distance. You didn't see them day to day when they have their troubles, when things don't go right for them, okay? Because that's the difference. When you're face to face with somebody, and let's say you're dating somebody face to face, or you're spending time with them in everyday life, there's going to be different things that go wrong along the way. And you're going to be able to size up and see their facial expression, how they react when you're face to face with them, as opposed to them getting on a video chat later on after they've calmed down to tell you about it, okay? And they're very happy and they got the smile on, but you didn't really see the anger or the malice that they had when things happen, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you guys, all right? So it's very hard. You have to have a plan in place, and you can't trust too soon. Don't give these people anything. Don't give them money, nothing, nothing. I don't care if they've given you money. Don't accept it or anything like that unless you're married, all right? Because that's what they'll do too, especially a narcissist. They'll guilt trip you. They'll give you money in the beginning to make you feel indebted, okay? That is just, you know, they're setting you up to give you money so that later on you feel indebted to maybe have them move in, or maybe they're going through a rough time and they need you to give them money back. That's how you get involved in the mess. You should not be dealing with finances with somebody, okay? Unless you're married to them, all right? Trust me, I'm telling you, you know, I believe me when I tell you, you got to be careful out there, okay, you guys? Move slowly, take it one step at a time, and don't give anybody anything until you have progressed in the relationship. They have earned your trust. You have seen them in person numerous times. You see that this person is sincere. You've checked them inside out, done background checks, everything, and you know who you're dealing with, okay? I hope that helps you. If it does, please hit the subscribe button. Share the podcast, you guys. Spread the word. I would really appreciate it. And have a great day.
If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.